Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim, discussing the first Korban Pesach that was ever brought, which took place in Mitzrayim. The question arose regarding the blood applications, which are generally required for every Korban to be placed on a Mizbeach. Being that there was no Mizbeach in Egypt, where did they apply the blood for the Korban? The Gemara then says, indeed, there were multiple Mizbechot in Mitzrayim. The lintel and doorposts of every single Jewish home turned into a Mizbeach, and that is where they made the blood applications. We yearn for the Beit HaMikdash to be able to offer Korbanot to Hashem. But in the meantime, we have opportunities to offer Korbanot from right where we are. A Jewish home is a mini Beit HaMikdash. Chazal tell us, the table upon which we eat is considered a Mizbeach. We could elevate all of the mundane around us and imbue it with so much Kiddushah. When we follow in the ways of Hashem, every moment in this world provides endless opportunities for us to achieve great heights. Unfortunately, it may happen that people who were once on a high level in Avodat Hashem suddenly lose steam and no longer have the drive to do what they used to. How could that happen? How can they turn away from all the golden opportunities we're presented with? One way for that to happen is when a person wanted something very badly and he cried day and night to Hashem to give it to him. And then after weeks and months of heartfelt tefillot and still no progress, the person may have felt somewhat betrayed. He said to himself, it's so easy for Hashem to give this to me. Why isn't He helping me? Sometimes what he's asking for is something he feels would bring him closer to Hashem. And when he doesn't get it, he thinks, all I'm trying to do is grow in religion and get closer to Hashem, and He's stopping me from doing it. If so, I might as well stop trying. A woman asked me, how do I have emunah that what Hashem is doing to me is good when it's seemingly preventing me from reaching higher levels in religion? I told her, Hashem is not turning you away. He's enabling you to fulfill what your soul came here to fulfill. If you will continue serving Hashem the best way you can, despite the fact that He's not giving you what you're asking for, that avodah will be worth much more than what you think you should be doing to serve Him. Sometimes we beg Hashem for something, and in our minds, we have so many plans of how we're going to use it to get closer to Him when He gives it to us. If we don't get it, it's only because He knows we could accomplish more from continuing to serve Him in our current situations than we could if we got what we asked for. We should never lose energy because we haven't been giving what we're asking for. When we don't receive what we asked for, we have emotional stress over it. Instead of turning away from Hashem, we should use the pain we're feeling to soar to great heights. The Gemara says, if a person stubs his toe and blood comes out, that blood goes up to Hashem like a korban olah. Emotional pain is far greater than physical pain. So if a little blood from stubbing a toe is considered like a korban olah, imagine what emotional pain is. After having so many heartfelt tefillot and not being answered, if instead of complaining, we accept with love that Hashem knows what He's doing and we continue to serve Him despite not getting what we're begging Him for, the value of that avodah is unfathomable. Every moment of life provides different opportunities for growth. When we get what we ask for, we cry tears of thanks and praise, thanking Hashem for His unending kindness. And when we don't get what we ask for, that is when we could soar to great heights by continuing to grow and continuing to pray, even though our inclination is telling us to go the other way. If we could cling to Hashem and hold on very tight during those times, we'll truly be fulfilling a part of our life's mission here. Have a great day.